CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Look, even if you're not into the horse racing, this is it's an unbelievable story. Winks, 22 straight wins, going for 23 this weekend in the Cox Plate.
An absolute dream run.
Yeah, and people are fascinated by this horse and how far she can take it. But, I mean, Winks is one thing, but we all know the star of the show, of course, is the jockey. The man that puts in the work, Hugh Bowman, and he joins us this morning, the jockey of Winks. Morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Very well.
Good, mate. Welcome to the show.
What a story, Hugh. Where do we start?
Yeah, it's been an amazing run for all of us involved with this amazing horse. And she's obviously won the last two Cox Plates. And although the Melbourne Cup's probably the most famous race in Australia, the Cox Plate's certainly the highest quality race. And, yeah, to think that we've won two of them, I've got to pinch myself, but really looking forward to this weekend, and she's in good order once again, and she's obviously a very short price favourite, so we're very excited about the prospects.
So if you guys win the Cox Plate this weekend, equals Black Caviar's 15 Group 1 wins, and are you going to go for Black Caviar's 25 winning streak? Is that the goal?
Do you think you can get there?
Look, I mean, realistically, the goal for us is to make sure she's healthy and happy and racing well. I mean, if it happens, it happens. To think we've even come this far is incredible. But I guess, we all love it to happen, but I guess it's a bit more of a public sort of goal than actually the goal of us involved with the horse. I mean, we're just grateful to be involved with a horse that's so consistent and so dominant, of course, but she just tries so hard every time she goes to races, and she obviously has a class edge on her opposition here in Australia, and if things all go to plan this weekend, obviously, and early in the next preparation, it's quite likely she may well travel to Europe next year and race on the world stage. So,
Hugh, what do you think gives her that kind of edge on the competition and that X factor?
Her will to win, really, and her ability to overcome, or not overcome, but cope with all conditions. So she can do well on wet tracks, dry tracks, tight turning tracks, nice big sweeping tracks. She can go well clockwise or anti-clockwise. So
she's like the Jonathan Thurston of the horse racing world.
Well, she is, you know.
She never gives up.
She never gives up, and, you know, obviously, like I say, she's got a class edge on arrivals, so that certainly helps, but, you know, her ability to be able to overcome all scenarios is something that's very unique in a horse of any class.
Being the jockey on a horse like Winks, do you feel like you have a special connection to Winks? Do you guys have a unique relationship? I mean, talk us through that. What's that like?
Well, I'm not sure about that. A lot of people seem to think that I have a unique relationship with her. I've got a lot of confidence in her, but the reality is I think that if anyone else was to ride it, they'd get the same result as what I get. I'm just the guy that was in the right spot at the right time, I guess, and I ride for Chris Waller, the trainer. You know, I do most of his riding, so, you know, I guess it's a relationship that's just developed. But she's a very straightforward horse. She's very uncomplicated, and she's pretty easy to ride, to be honest.
Do you say anything to her just as the race is about to kick off? Like, do you have a little moment and you say...
The routine?
We've got this, Winks, you know. Is there that sort of stuff, like the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff?
No, not really. No. She's, like I said, she's a very business-like individual. She doesn't really appreciate being patted or cuddled. Or,
interesting.
You know, I love that, yeah.
Yeah, she just wants to get on with things, and, I mean, if I pat her, she won't resent it, but she doesn't really appreciate it, believe it or not. She just wants to get on with business, and, you know, I'm respectful of that, so I just leave her alone, and I just try and sit as quietly as I can and let her do her thing, and I just let her be where she's comfortable in the races once the gate's open. She can be a little bit fractious in the barriers, get herself... She tries to anticipate the start, so that's the only time that I'm really nervous when I'm on her, is when I'm in the barriers, because she's anticipating the opening and can get a little bit uneasy in there. But
anxious
once
to get
they
out
open,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, she just wants to get on with it.
She gives you that look that I think most women give us, mate, and we just know that, you know.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I've got this,
you
mate.
Know you know your place. You step
exactly.
back and you let them have their place.
She's got that look, that's for sure. Mate, we're loving this story, and hopefully you can get another win this weekend.
It's just crazy to think. I mean, Black Caviar, I mean, what a horse that was. And we never thought anyone would come anywhere close. And, I mean, Winx is definitely in that category, and we can't wait to see how she goes.
Yeah, that's right, Bree. You've hit the nail on the head to think, you know, she broke all the record books, Black Caviar, and to think another horse has come along so soon after her, and she's...
You know, one in a million, and we've gotten
thing.
Two within a couple of years of each other.
Yeah, it really is amazing. So,
13,
and to think that I'm part of it is just even more amazing.
$13 million in prize money, and when she wins, she wins. You know, she really brings it home, and it's, like you said, mate, it is a team effort, and you guys are absolutely killing it at the moment. So we'd love to see Winx go all the way and break this record, but at the end of the day... you know, one race at a time, as they say. You've got to take it one race at a time.
One race at a time, and we've got the main goal for this prep coming up this weekend. So, fingers crossed, huh?
You're a legend, Hugh. All the best, mate.
Best of luck.
Thank you, guys. All the best.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. Did you guys catch The Bachelorette?
Missed it.
Apollo. He left. He got the flick.
Well, they're saying he's the new Bachelor, right? That's what they're predicting?
Well, that's what they are predicting. Mm. He's 24. Sophie Monk's 37. Even though he's the nicest guy ever and I really liked him, attractive, too young for Sophie Monk.
Yeah. He's a mature 24-year-old, though.
He is. So
for a magician.
He's the magician that does shows over in Vegas. His real name is Jake Spence.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But there's a lot of chat about him in the media today because he is set to release a pop single... called Addiction.
Mm.
Oh, no. What are you doing, Apollo?
I did see this.
Did you see the cover?
I saw his picture on it, yeah.
There's like him and he's standing there with a real wanky pair of aviators.
Yep.
Come on, mate.
And he's kind of looking not at the camera, kind of off camera.
He was definitely on the show for love.
Yeah.
But this is just a coincidence that he's trying to start his pop career afterwards.
Do we have any of the song?
We don't. It's not released yet.
Right.
They reckon in the next couple of days, maybe week or so, it will be released on iTunes.
Yep.
So I bet there's heaps of people hanging out for that. But I thought we would do this morning, you know, whether it's going to take off, whether his pop career is going to take off, because he's been on reality TV. So I thought we'd do a bit of a thing where we'd take other reality stars that have tried to cross over into the pop music world to see if it's worked out for them. So we've got number one on the list. How could we forget Paris Hilton?
Oh, is this her song?
Stars Are Blind. How could we forget? Even though the guys are crazy, even though the stars are blind, if you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine. On The Simple Life?
That's right.
Is it a thumbs up or thumbs down for Paris Hilton?
Oh, look. I'm going to go thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
Oh, it's kind of catchy and islandy, mate. It's kind of,
it
you know.
It's horrific.
Yeah, it's
Let's
bad.
Be real.
It's so bad, it's good.
So That's it didn't thing. Really work out for her because she didn't release any other music. But hey, that doesn't mean other reality stars can't do it like Apollo's going to attempt.
Who else
What
you
about
got?
Mike the Situation Sorrentino from Geordie Shore?
What was his song called?
It was called, I think, The Situation. Oh. Whoa, we got a situation. Why? Whoa, we got a situation. We why? Whoa, we got a situation. Uh-huh. Whoa, we got a situation. Let's go. Obviously, Whoa. Fat Man Stoops jumped on board.
I'm going to give that a thumbs down.
Thumbs down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paris was better than that.
Yeah, at least it had a bit of a melody.
I doubt Paris wrote that song, though.
Yeah, I'm very doubtful of that. What about The Hills?
Okay.
What a huge show that was. We all remember Heidi Montag from that. But do you remember this pop track from her called Higher? Going up,
say I remember that one. I'm going to go thumbs down on that one too. Yeah.
Okay, so we're one from three here.
And it's Paris.
And
it's Paris Hilton. She's
it's
winning
not
it.
Good.
She's
it's not good. Okay. What about Gaz? Gaz Beadle.
Has he done a song?
Geordie Shore. Did you know he's done a song?
Did not know that.
This is called Party Like a Rockstar.
There's that much production on that, I can't even hear him.
I don't think he actually sings on it. Well, I can't hear him in it, but...
Sounds like a dodgy backup singer, Gaz. Mate, love you on Geordie Shore. You're a ripper, but...
That's a no.
That's a no as well.
Let's round it out this morning.
Paris can't be the only one that wins this thing, surely.
The biggest reality TV star, I think, ever.
Yeah.
Which we don't talk about all that often, but who could forget this absolute banger from Kim Kardashian? Yeah. Feeling good, feeling great, just got... And they play in my jam.
It's got me kind of moving, but again.
So Paris Hilton wins this morning. Is that what you're saying?
It is the best of an absolute stinker bunch. But yeah, I'd have to pick Paris out of all of those.
I'm going to have to say the future doesn't look bright for Apollo.
No. If we have Paris in the radio system, do we play it?
No, we don't.
Oh, stars are blind, mate. We've got it. It must be okay.
Are people deaf? Because that's horrific.
No, let's kick into it, mate. Paris Hilton, the whole 3 minutes
you're
something.
You're kidding. I know you're joking.
Am I, mate?
You're joking.
Am I?
You're going to go late to the news for a bit of this.
Yeah. Stars are blind.
You're already regretting it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
Have you ever heard of the doctor's certificate black market?
No, I've never looked into that. I did look into it when I was, I have looked into
you
it.
You have
yeah,
looked into it yeah. Because apparently it's become a real epidemic at the University of Sydney, which I'm sure it's at other unis as well, where 65 students have been suspended or expelled after they were found guilty of forging or illegally purchasing doctor certificates to support special consideration for their assignments.
How many times do you have to do it before you get it expelled?
Well, they're obviously not doing it right because I never got caught.
I guess.
Just realised that I totally outed myself.
Have you got one?
I had a doctor.
I looked into it. You actually went through with it, didn't you?
I had a doctor who was a family friend of ours, and he actually... I shouldn't be saying this. He doesn't live here, so it doesn't matter. And I think he got his doctor's license taken away. Anyway.
I think it matters to him, mate.
I think they took his doctor's license off him for another reason. Okay. Anyway, he did me up this mock one.
He did you up, did he? Yeah. I bet he did.
Stop.
No wonder he doesn't have his license anymore.
He created...
He did you up real good.
That's awkward. He created a mock one where he just had his signature on it and I could just change the date on it.
Wow.
And I used to put it through a printer that I had at home where I'd photocopy it and it would look so legit. And I think I got like probably four or five times where I just needed some more time on an assignment. I still did the assignment. Although it was probably a lot of plagiarism, but I still did it and I got away with it.
There'd be people listening right now going, it's so wrong. It's so wrong to do that. But funny. It's so wrong.
Apparently you can get banned from uni for like a year.
I can see why they would take it seriously. But, you know, I can also see why people put it to the test.
Come on.
I used to write my sick notes for school in pencil, take it to my dad, get him with a pen, get him to sign it, erase it. I could take as much time as I want. I just rewrote the letter in pen.
Brilliant.
And I didn't go through the whole actual doctor certificate with a legitimate doctor.
Well,
or should I
technically,
say legitimate doctor?
Technically, I didn't do anything wrong. It was from an actual doctor. He was just doing me a favour. All right, enough. I want to know from the people on 13, 12, 16 this morning, a little thing we do called this. Well, for you. Simple one this morning. You have to call up. You'll tell our producer Rach off the air if you've ever done the dodgy.
Okay.
Have you forged a note before? Maybe you've done the dodgy in a different way. I don't care. We're just going to pick whether someone sounds dodgy or not.
Oh, man. That's going to be fun to judge. 13, 12, 16. Call us now. Lock it in with producer Rach. See if you can stump us.
If you've got what it takes. If you're dodgy, you should be able to stitch us up this morning.
I can pick a dodgy one, mate.
You can?
Dodgy knows dodgy.
Mariners tickets for whoever can do the dodgy this morning.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM. Well, for you,
Sydney has suspended or expelled 65 students after they were found guilty of forging or illegally purchasing doctor's certificates to get some extra time on assignments.
So we want to know if you've done the same. You've locked in the answers with our producer, Rach. We guess, just by chatting to you, whether we think you're dodgy or not, which is awesome. Tasman from Tookley.
Morning, Tasman.
Good morning.
She sounds nice.
She sounds super nice and friendly.
But from what I've learned from a current affair... everyone can sound nice.
I will say I heard a little cheeky laugh after we said that, so maybe we're not on the right track.
Tasman, what do you do for a job?
I have a few jobs, but bit of administration, bit of this and that, yep.
Everyone who works in admin is dodgy, so I'm going to say dodgy.
I'll back you on that.
Tasman?
So in high school, I used to forge everyone's notes to leave early. So everyone used to come in before the bell in the morning and be like, can you write this note and sign it from my mum or from my dad? And yeah, I used to be that person that signs everyone's notes and writes them because I had different handwritings that I could do. So that was what I did at high school.
You should have started a business out of it, Tasman. Charge people.
I should have. That many notes I wrote, and I only ever got questioned once, but it wasn't me that got questions. It was the girl that handed in the notes.
I like how she's happy with that track record. She's like, only ever once.
And bragging about it too. Georgia in Fountaindale. Morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. I'm feeling only dodgy, not only dodgy people, but dodgy people want to promote their dodginess when they're proud of it.
Okay.
Georgia, what do you do for work?
I'm in the insurance industry.
Oh, dodgy.
Oh, dodgy.
I'm saying dodgy.
I'm actually not.
Oh,
that's what a dodgy person would say.
Exactly.
Agree to disagree, Georgia.
Georgia, you've never done a sick note or anything like the story we've brought you this morning?
No, I actually haven't. My handwriting is atrocious, so I never bothered because it always knew it was my handwriting anyway.
Georgia, can I ask, have you ever found a 20 on the ground and kept it?
No, I've always handed it. I found one once at a train station. I handed it to the security guard.
You're not going anywhere in life, Georgia.
No, we love you, Georgia. Thanks for calling
us. Oh,
well,
make us feel bad.
You're
see you, Georgia.
You are an upright citizen.
She's where she's meant to be, working in insurance.
Jamie Lee's in Morissette. Morning, Jamie Lee.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can I just apologise to the people we offend by just pretty much saying they're dodgy every single time, but what do you do for work? That seems to be the running factor.
I'm a disability support worker.
Okay.
Good people that work in that industry.
Yes, 100%. How many sick days a year would you say you take?
Work-wise, I'd try to keep it to a minimum, but maybe about 10.
That's the maximum, isn't it?
Well, not really. They don't really have a limit on them.
Good point.
As long as you've got the sick leave, you can take sick leave.
It sounds like she's found all the loopholes. I'm going to say dodgy, dodgy, dodgy.
With you.
Yep.
And owns it. And owns it as well.
All through high school, I forged notes to take days off here and there or to turn up late, to leave early.
And did you ever
get
questioned?
Never got caught.
Never got caught.
All right, let's go one more just to round this thing out. Thanks for the call this morning, Jamie Lee. Kim in East Gosford. Morning, Kim.
Morning.
Good morning.
What do you do for work, Kimmy?
Sales.
Dodgy.
Okay.
Kimmy. Yeah.
Listen to my plays, Kimmy.
Never heard that before, have you, Kim?
No, not at all.
Listen to my plays, Kimmy.
Kimmy, how many friends would you say you have?
A handful of decent close friends.
Okay.
Handful of decent close ones.
She seems like she keeps her friends close. Yeah. Have you ever been cheated on or cheated on someone?
Yes, I have been cheated on.
Honest about it, though.
No.
Oh, she's been cheated on.
Have you cheated on someone?
No.
Doesn't mean she won't forge your note, though, does it?
Doesn't let it down to much. I'm going to just stick with the dodginess.
I'm going to go dodgy all around.
I like
him.
It.
You'd be right.
Yes! So we've been stumped once.
What have you done, Kim?
In year four, I forged my mother's signature on a note that the teacher had written home to, you know, double meet mum. to say that mum had read the letter when she hadn't.
Year four? How messy was your mum's handwriting?
Pretty messy.
And it's been a slippery slope of dodginess ever since.
What have we learnt this morning?
That out of our four callers, one lied about being dodgy. About not being
exactly.
Dodgy.
Exactly. Dodginess gets you everywhere.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Hey, it's interesting. I know we have a lot of tradies listening at that time, this time of the morning to the show, because when we're out and about, we get hit up by the tradies. Gaunsey, get stuck in a Bree for me. All that sort of
that
stuff. Yeah, it does, mate. I'm telling you. But there's a list out, and it's all about the richest tradies in Australia. These guys are making a packet. And if you're listening right now and you're a tradie, you know I'm talking to you, bro. You are killing it. There's a list that's been done to find out who is the richest and what states they're in. They've got this from over 50,000 quotes through serviceseeking.com.au. And the richest tradie in Australia.
I reckon I can pick what it is.
Okay.
Ooh.
Can you pick what it is and where they're from?
I reckon Victoria.
Yes. What made you pick Victoria?
Just because, I don't know, maybe it's from watching The Block and I see how much they charge on that show and that's in Victoria.
All right, you're one from two. Have you seen this list?
No, I haven't seen it, yep. I swear.
What kind of trade?
There's so many different trades, isn't there? Yep. You know what a trade, I think, charges a lot of money? Tiling.
Tiling is somewhere on the list. It's not number one. It's a plumber. It's a plumber in Victoria.
Really?
So a plumber in Victoria, hourly rate, $91 an hour.
Why?
And that's up 21% from the last quarter at $75 an hour. So they've skyrocketed in Victoria.
Block.
Do you think?
Yeah, everyone wants to renovate now.
WA plumbers at number two at $89. WA electrician at number three. This is the first entry for New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbers again at $85 an hour.
So plumbers
four.
Are very sought after, obviously.
Yeah. Yep.
That's an expensive plumber, $91.
My mate Brent Thorogood, he's a plumber. He comes around to my place.
How much does he charge?
Oh, he's ripping off the pensioners. From what I say on the... Nah, he's good to me. He's good to me.
I
knows
heard
that.
Brent is a ripoff. I'm just kidding.
You just don't like him from that time we were playing that game on air and he texted me if I wanted to...
Yeah, stop trying to let Gaunsey cheat, Brent.
No,
I'm
I can vouch for Brent. He's a great farmer and I still have to pay him for work he did 2 months ago. I've got the invoice. I haven't paid it. That's so bad. Oh, but you know what it's like when they send you the email invoice and it's got the bank details on it.
You don't want to be that guy, mate.
I don't want to be that guy and I'm not that guy. But for me to go to the email, get his bank details, go to my bank, put in the details, pay him $150.
Jeez, get the violins out, everyone. Oh, that sounds so hectic.
See, how bored you got of me telling that story is how bored I get when I go to do it. Every single time I go to pay the $150.
Pay the guy.
How about I flick you the details and you do it for me then if you say
okay? How about I'm not your PA? Do your own work.
Producer H, can you pay that for me?
No.
Damn it.
Who, what, are Tyler's on there?
Tyler's, it's all plumbers and electricians.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. The only one outside that in the top 10 is a builder at number 9 in South Australia.
How much is he charging?
Number 9 in South Australia, $77 an hour. The only two to take a dip were in Adelaide.
Okay, plasterers, are they on there?
No plasterers on the list. They're getting ripped off, unfortunately.
I'd be changing my trade.
And that's what I'm thinking too. And I also think, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have to pay people more to do these jobs because I think the next generation, and me included, are getting a bit lazier and can't be bothered doing the hard labour work. So you've got to pay the money to get them to do the work.
I think that's just you.
No, it's the next generation.
I think it's you, mate.
It's me and the next generation.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Who we got lined up here to take you on in this game?
I believe Nev is on the line.
Believes he can challenge the master at her own work.
Mm.
All right, we'll see.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunsey's movie bio guessing game.
Welcome to the show this morning, Nev.
Morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
We're good, mate.
I'm good. I feel like a winner this morning, Nev. Do you?
Yeah, kind of. I've got a theory as to why you're winning so much, Bree.
Okay.
What's your theory?
You're answering phones this morning. You're just picking someone you reckon you can beat.
Oh.
And that person is you.
Mate,
yeah.
The reason she's answering
you wrong.
The reason she's answering the phone is because, believe it or not, she has sent our producer Rach home to get tins of spaghetti because she has she wants spaghetti for breakfast.
That is not true. I deny that.
Can you believe that, mate?
I deny that.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Oh, come on, Nev.
Diva or what, mate? She wins a couple of games at this and all of a sudden she's demanding things.
You need to explain this game for the P2s.
Yeah, of course. Are you a P1 or P2, Nev?
I'm not sure.
No one knows. Exactly.
Nev's a P1.
Hey, so movie bio, I'm going to read it out. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the movie. If you have a guess and get it wrong, that's fine, but the other person gets a free guess. And it is best of three, Bree versus Nev representing the people. Here comes the movie. Cultures clash and tempers flare as two cops named Detective Inspectors Lee and Detective...
Bree.
Every time I give a damn name out.
Is it...
Cop movies, so many. Detective Lee is your only clue at this point.
Rush Hour.
She's got it.
Oh, got the first one, Nev. Bring it on.
You got to listen for those little clues in there, Nev. Little
Lee,
names and stuff.
Jackie Chan. Great film.
Yep. Don't touch the radio. All right, I'm not going to give out the name on this one, but here we go.
If I win this, Nev, it's all over this morning. No pressure.
Yeah.
All right, Nev. One of the world's great marksmen and the son of a medal honoree, I can't name names, is a loner living in the Rockies. He's left the military, having been hung out to dry in a secret mission. A few years... Nev's in.
Commando.
Commando is incorrect, which is a free guess. It's a good guess, Nev. I like that one, mate.
I don't know. I need more.
Okay, so you're passing on the free guess?
Yep.
Okay, mission. So, secret mission, left out to dry a few years before. When he's recruited by a colonel to help find a way that the president of the US might be assassinated in one of three cities in the next 2 weeks. Nev, yes.
Shooter.
Shooter is correct.
I watched that the other day.
You and I have watched that together, remember?
Matt Damon?
No.
Is it Matt Damon?
What's his name from Ted movie?
Yeah. Oh, I always get Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg mixed up. Yeah.
This for...
Marky Mark.
This for the win this morning, and you're not going to believe
usually it. Usually doesn't get this far.
No.
You haven't got a movie.
I do, but the movie has been since deleted. Oh, no, as the music builds. I've got it. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Come on.
Here comes the third movie for the win this morning. Here we go, guys. I'm building the suspense.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Billy and Sydney think they're the best basketball hustlers in town. So when they join forces, nothing can stop them except each other. To add to their problems, Billy owes money and is being chased by a pair of gangsters. Basketball hustlers joining forces to double their... Nev, yes?
White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump.
Never seen it.
You haven't seen that movie?
Never seen it.
You've done it, Nev.
Yeah.
Not many people can do it. We need a Hall of Fame.
I know. He's in it.
In the movie by a guessing game. You're one of two people that have ever beaten Bree at this game, Nev.
Awesome.
Well done, mate.
Nice work, Nev.
And is it true you won our trip to Bali? Is that right?
Yes, I did. Good memory, guys.
Have you been to Bali since?
Look, to be honest, we did a birthday banger to Noosa and Blue Mountains instead.
Oh, you changed it, did you?
Sounds good still.
The whole family could go. We divvied up our money the best we could.
Oh, cool. And how was it?
I was fantastic. We had a whole week up in Noosa, and then not too long ago, we had a long weekend out at the Blue Mountains.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome.
Nice, mate. Well, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks for giving us a call.
I bet this
Thanks very much. This
is a better win than that, Nev.
Oh, look, more satisfying.
Nice work, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Interested today to see news that they're saying Aussies are going to be living to about 100 years old.
I saw this.
And they're looking at, they want to introduce a gap year for seniors, which I love.
Smart.
You know, gap year, when you think gap year, it's just go overseas and party.
Live it up.
And that's what it's all about. So they're saying 70 is the new 40. Believe I haven't hit 40 yet, so I don't know what that feels like. But I do know for a fact that more and more elder, you know, getting into retirement, they're having to work longer because
it is, yeah,
their superannuation isn't covering what they need post-retirement. So, and they're struggling to get jobs.
That's why I talked to, I think it was my dad, who is 60 next year, and he doesn't look anywhere near retirement.
Yeah, right.
And so I was like, when is it going to stop? Like, there's some people, I always feel horrible when I see people who are in their 70s still having to work to live. I think that's so wrong.
The reason they want to introduce this gap year is so that they can, you know, give themselves a year to get a better idea as to what they're going to do over the next 20 years, whether that's move into aged care, whether that is work, what to do with their superannuation, just take that year off and just sort of reassess. I guess like what you do when you come out of school, isn't that the idea behind gap year? I never really got one. I went straight into work, but the gap year is to, so you've gone through a lot.
Get some life experience.
Well, by the time you hit 70, you got a fair bit.
Oh, so they're saying you should take it at 70?
About 70, yeah.
Take a gap year.
Yeah, take
70.
A gap year.
Okay.
Just before you hit that, because they're extending the retirement age, right? Was in the 60s and they're pushing it back to further and further, back to 70.
How? I don't, that's horrible. I can't even think about that.
Well, when you're pumping all that money into superannuation for so long, like I can't wait to, I look at my super every now and then and think, I can't wait to get to 70 and get a piece of that pie.
Yeah, but then what if something goes wrong? Like all those people that, you know, obviously they put it into certain things, like certain superannuation accounts, put it in and invested it, and then they lost everything.
Oh, yeah, that happens too.
So then there's those people who have to work pretty much till they're dead.
Can I just say, knowing your mum over the last couple of years, Mama Di, how old is she?
She'd be late 50s.
Okay, so she's what, about a decade off the gap year?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be planning it now. Mama Di.
I think she's had a gap year every year since she was 18.
Every year's a gap year for
Mama
Di.
Every year's a gap year for her.
She'll be prime ready to go. She'll be up on the podium just getting nuts at the...
As I said, every year has been a gap year for her.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.